This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Oh, we'll take it away. Sure. Why not?
All right.
6 minutes past the hour, 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy, along with Sam, our producer. And it's time to give away another pair of Boys to Men tickets. They're coming to the Wisconsin State Fair this August for a night of R&B. You can get those tickets at wistatefair.com, or you could win them right now if you text us on your Civic Media app. What's the word we're going with this time around, Sam?
Why am I the one to decide?
Because
I have no power here.
You have all the power.
Yeah, you have
at your fingertips.
What are you about?
Running the show?
They're coming to
buddy.
Milwaukee. Let's go with Milwaukee.
Milwaukee would be the key word, and you have about 20 minutes to text that into us. Again, use the Civic Media app, or you can text us at 608-879-8255. Pair of tickets up for grabs. Boys to Men coming in August to the Wisconsin State Fair. What are we listening to right now by Boys to Men?
This is probably their biggest hit, On Bended Knee.
Oh, On Bended Knee. I like that one a lot, John. Don't you like that? You're a big Boys to Men fan, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I especially
show a
like
little
their,
enthusiasm about it.
I especially
it,
like their Boys to Men striptease that they do in their show now.
I don't think that's part of the program.
Oh, you don't think
this
so?
Time,
okay, well, you might be wrong, my friend.
I like their song Motown Philly.
Motown Philly's good.
Can you throw that in? See if
really?
You can find that.
Oh, my God.
It's got a great beat
all
to
right.
it. Here we go. Listen to this for a second. Here we go.
No.
Come on, John.
This takes you back, doesn't it? Late it's, 80s, early 90s vibe.
It sure does. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in a little while, Jimmy Kay will join us with a preview of Max Inc. for the weekend.
We have a suggestion from Doug, and we should compile all the Trump lies in real time on the website. Better yet, develop an additional Civic Media app that displays the real-time
back in the day, old websites had a counter of the number of visitors that they had.
Yeah.
We should have that for the number of lies that come out of Trump's mouth.
Oh, that'd be perfect, wouldn't it?
And you guys mentioning Boys to Men made me think of this. I just got to throw this in from today in history since we didn't get to it before.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Today in 1908, the very first edition of Scouting for Boys was published.
Yes.
Scouting for Boys. Early name for the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's lucky they changed it.
You were an Eagle Scout, right?
I am an Eagle Scout, yes.
You are an Eagle Scout.
Well, I guess.
Do you wear the uniform every once in a while, put it on? And, you know,
yeah,
around.
When I want to feel good about myself, I put it back on.
Wow.
It still fits, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I haven't grown a lot since I was 17.
Okay.
Do those badges mean anything to you anymore?
The merit badges?
Yeah. I put it on, and then I go and look in the mirror, and then a single tear rolls down my cheek.
Yeah. It's heartwarming. It is. Okay. Well, let's get to the big story today, okay?
What is the big story?
It's a follow-up of the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, and that is Birthright Citizenship. I got this clip from my mega friend, Milwaukee.
Really?
I think he was thinking, well, this is the argument right here, John. This is the whole thing. This is why birthright citizenship should be outright rejected. We should not accept anything like this. Now,
but it's
Trump,
the 14th Amendment. Come Trump, on.
Well, you know, his executive order has nothing that it can do about that. But yeah, here's the thing. He put a 30-day limit on what the federal government will accept for birthright citizenship. So after 30 days, the government will not recognize birthright citizenship in this country. He can't do that. And that's why all these lawsuits came out almost immediately to put a stop to it before the 30-day limit, because then the government will just go ahead and start turning down people with birthright citizenship, right?
Right.
All right. So anyway, this is the argument from the Heritage Foundation, a video presentation that they put together justifying getting rid of, or the misinterpretation of, birthright citizenship in the Constitution. And you'll, when you listen to this, you will hear error after error after error, misinterpretation after misinterpretation. It is just absolutely phenomenal. That's why I'm going to play it for you. About 3 minutes here. Let's play it.
Many believe the 14th Amendment to the Constitution grants citizenship to anyone born on United States soil, even if their parents are here illegally.
Yes.
President Trump says that's not true, and he's right.
Oh my gosh.
Here's why.
He's always right.
Universal birthright citizenship is actually a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment. It was ratified in 1868, shortly after the Civil War, to specifically extend citizenship to freed slaves and their children. But the 14th Amendment does not say that all people born in the United States are citizens. It says that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens. That second critical conditional phrase, subject to the jurisdiction thereof,
of the United
is conveniently
States.
Ignored or misinterpreted by advocates of birthright citizenship. It was written to help distinguish between people like the children of former slaves, who were unfairly denied citizenship, and the children of diplomats or other people who were in the country but owed their citizenship to other countries. Many claim that anyone present in the United States has subjected him or herself to the jurisdiction of the United States. But Senator Lyman Trumbull, a key figure in the adoption of the 14th Amendment, said that subject to the jurisdiction meant not owing allegiance to any other country. He's referring to the difference between partial territorial jurisdiction, which subjects all foreigners who enter the United States to the jurisdiction of our laws, and complete political jurisdiction, which requires allegiance to the United States government as well. So while a foreign tourist could be prosecuted for violating a criminal statute, he or she could not be drafted if we had a military draft, or be subjected to other requirements imposed on citizens, such as serving on a jury. Other legal arguments for universal birthright citizenship point to the Supreme Court's 1898 decision in U.S. versus Wong Kim Ark. But that decision only stands for the very narrow proposition that children born of lawful permanent residents are U.S. citizens.
No.
This decision says nothing about the children of illegal immigrants or the children of tourists, students, and other foreigners only temporarily present in this country being automatically considered U.S. citizens. Those children are considered citizens of the native countries of their parents. Just like children born abroad to American parents are considered U.S. citizens, no matter where the children are born. Most countries around the world do not provide birthright citizenship. We do so based not on the requirements of federal law or the Constitution, but based on an incorrect interpretation. And that should be changed.
I'm so glad that we're going to correct all the errors, all the misinterpretations of our Constitution based on what Trump thinks. I think that's fantastic. Or at least the Heritage Foundation and their meddling in the 14th Amendment. Now, you heard a whole bunch of errors or somebody reading into it. And so one of the people involved in writing the 14th Amendment, his opinion not necessarily carried into the 14th Amendment. It doesn't say anything about any of that stuff. Hmm. Now, there are diplomats in this country that have allegiances to another country. Mm-hmm. We get that. That's obvious, but that's already taken care of with other laws and other regulations. What we're talking about are people in this country who are born in this country under the jurisdiction of the United States.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And it's pretty simple. It's pretty obvious, and it's right there in the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, yesterday I was listening to Dom's show, and he had Josh Call on. And, you know, they joined the lawsuit immediately with 20 other states, mm-hmm. I think it is, mm-hmm. To object to this presidential, you know, signing of the right, orders
they
that
a, they had a 30-day limit on this. They had to get this in right away.
Uh-huh. And, well, so, and Josh Call just said, you know, I mean, this is just, I
cut
mean,
and dried.
It is. It's cut and dried. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. The 14th Amendment right. is going to stand. And so all these states have signed on, and you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll wait and see.
But yes, wait and see.
I'd like to see what the Supreme Court has to say about it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that there has been a federal judge that already struck down the order as unconstitutional.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that already happened.
Right. A Reagan-appointed judge who's been on the bench for over 40 years, and I think it's in a story that you had this morning.
That officially puts it on hold. So now we don't have that time limit of 30 days where the federal government was suddenly not recognized birthright citizenship is gone.
Right.
That's done. So we had to do that.
It can be appealed up the chain, right?
Well, yeah, but at least it's put on hold, so it won't take effect.
What got me about what that judge said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said that in his 40 years on the bench, it was the most blatantly unconstitutional case that he has ever reviewed.
That's right.
It was so obvious to him.
Yes. Well, we're going to have Jim Santel in on Tuesday.
Yeah. We'll talk to him about it.
Deeper in the weeds on this.
But I thought the interesting part of this is that, you know, it was put in place because of slavery. And it gave slaves the right to be citizens in this country and their children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my son made a brilliant observation last night when we were talking about this, my younger son, 22 years old, Gen Zer, and he said that, well, you know, if it just applied then, according to the Heritage Foundation, to just them, why did we have a constitutional amendment? Why wasn't it just a law? Because we're not bringing slaves into this country anymore.
Hmm.
We don't need to have that particular kind of law to give citizenship to slaves anymore. So why make it an amendment to the Constitution? It's not happening anymore.
Hmm.
So I thought it was just brilliant. It's true. I mean, if it only dealt with slavery and their children. So we're looking at, you know, just a most ridiculous thing that is going to divert us away from all of the other problems that Trump is going to create here.
Mm-hmm.
At least there are other people that are going to take care of this legally in the legal system, but this is crazy stuff.
Yes, it is. Once again, if you'd like to get in on possibly winning some Boys to Men tickets, the keyword to text us is Milwaukee. You can text us on the Civic Media app. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Jimmy Kay will be in the studio talking about the Max Inc. preview. Coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The Wisconsin landscape is lit up by a million shining stars. I am traveling up the Edens to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland. Rednecks in trailers with families, and we are going to Cheeseland.
Yes. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out at their location on Madison's east side or west side, or go to verlo.com.
All right, now we don't have Brittany here,
no. So
we've got a little extra time for some stories. I'm calling an audible now.
What?
Sorry about this, but
wait.
Now, cut 120, get that ready. Let's talk about, we were talking about, you know, the Heritage Foundation and Birthright Citizenship.
Yes.
Let's talk about them even more now. One of the authors of Project 2025 said he had nothing to do with Trump's plans, but now he's saying as the nominee for budget director, He's saying, as part of the Trump administration, that he was hoping to traumatically affect federal workers. Huh. This is Tim Kaine talking to him about that. Let's listen to it.
What's that?
What you looking for here? What cut?
Damage at 120.
Yeah, I think so. 120.
Talking about the federal workforce.
I was talking about the bureaucracy that I experienced and that have as
at the federal level.
At the federal level.
You were not talking about state employees.
I can't
employees.
Speak. I have no experience with the state.
You were not talking about local employees.
Was not.
Your mother was a public school teacher, correct?
Yes, Senator.
So you were talking about you want the federal workforce to be traumatized.
Bureaucracy.
Wow.
I like a lot of presidents. I'm a Lincoln fan. Are you a Lincoln fan?
Yes, Senator.
Lincoln spoke to a nation at war, and he said, with malice towards none and charity towards all. And he was saying that to the North and the South. He didn't say, we want you to be traumatized.
Right.
He was a bridge builder and a unifier, and that's what public servants should be. They shouldn't gleefully be wishing trauma on people who are trying to serve their.
Yeah, and it gets worse for Vaught when his own words came back to haunt him. Let's play cut 121.
I want to get to woke and weaponized. A commitment to end woke and weaponized government. Do you remember that?
Yes, Senator.
And that's the correct title?
Yes, Senator.
It's 104 pages of details to end woke and weaponized government. Proposes deep cuts to the SNAP program. Is providing nutrition assistance to low-income kids woke and weaponized?
Senator, I'm not here to talk about the budget that the Senator put out.
I want to know what's woke and weaponized about food assistance to low-income kids.
I'm not here on behalf of my Senator, on behalf of President.
I know that, but this is your work product. I mean, you can say it's not woke and weaponized, or you can tell me why it's woke and weaponized. I don't think SNAP programs or benefits for kids are woke and weaponized. You agree with me?
Federal government being weaponized. We're referring to bureaucracy.
You propose to cut SNAP, but you're not saying it's woke and weaponized.
Again, I am not going to answer questions about the Center for Renewing
you
America's
propose
product.
Deep cuts to Pell Grants. Is helping kids pay for college and helping their families, is that woke and weaponized?
Again, I'm not here to defend the Center for.
You propose deep cuts to Medicaid for millions of low-income families. Why is that woke and weaponized? Propose undermining health insurance.
Beautiful.
Why is that woke and weaponized?
Beautiful.
Eliminating tenant-based rental assistance.
Yes.
Why is that woke and weaponized?
Yep.
Eliminating the low-income housing energy assistance program. This was all in your document about ending woke and weaponized government. Okay, let's see. We want to traumatize federal employees.
Yep.
And then we want to take all these programs, help everyday people who are struggling, and cut them because they're woke and weaponized.
Beautiful.
Those are your words, not mine. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. I yield back.
There you go.
Whoa.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
Take it to him, Representative Tim Kaine. Thank you
good for
saying it for all of us. My God, I just love that.
Amazing.
Boy, okay. Now let's get to no more health advisories being allowed, according to an executive order by Trump. The administration has directed federal health agencies to pause external communications such as regular scientific reports, updates to websites. Let's play this cut from Chris Hayes, 131.
As of today, it looks as though Donald Trump is in the process of freezing federally funded cancer research in the United States. You got that? Cancer research. Why? Well, to be totally honest, we're not sure. But on his orders, the National Institutes of Health has frozen everything. Cancer research, Alzheimer's, diabetes. There's a lot not to like about the American healthcare system, but health research is one of the things that we do really, really well here in this country. We spend a lot of money on it for good reason. The NIH has a $48 billion budget, which funds 50,000 grants to 300,000 researchers across 2,500 research institutions nationwide, all over the place, studying all kinds of things. But what do you think the Trump administration is going to do if the bird flu outbreak really does become a problem? You think the Stop the Test guy is going to want to release clear, direct, fact-based information to the public? Fundamentally, the lesson we had to learn the hard way the first time around under Trump is that manipulation of attention and messaging can win you elections, but it cannot overcome the implacable march of biology.
That's right.
Donald Trump never learned that lesson. And look, he won the election anyway because voters wanted lower egg prices. So it's a particularly ironic twist that one of the main consequences of this ongoing bird flu outbreak so far has been killing lots of chickens and creating a massive egg shortage and skyrocketing egg prices.
There you go. Perfect. Summing it up for all of us again, the egg prices through the roof. I hate it because I make my famous French toast with a lot of eggs.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And there doesn't seem to be the outcry that it was like under Biden. For some reason, everything was just sky high and everybody was just angry about the prices. Doesn't seem like there's any complaints now about any of the prices that are still out there. Still very high. Nothing's been cut in half. I don't understand what's going on here. Seems like maybe the press isn't focusing on that issue anymore.
And cuts to medical research?
Yes.
Doesn't he remember the pandemic?
He got rid of our preparedness.
Yes.
For a pandemic. Remember that? He got rid of our preparedness. And now he's done the exact same thing again, even though we had gone through the pandemic.
Unbelievable. Coming up right around the corner, Jimmy Kay with a Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning. And we've got a text here from Steve, I believe. Since Trump has taken office, gas prices are up also, about 50 cents or more.
What happened?
In some places, so,
they were supposed to go down.
Well, they're supposed to. You know, the executives at the big oil company said, we're not going to produce more oil, so our gas prices go down. Why do you think we want to do that? But it doesn't get much coverage in the news either. So
I guess not.
I guess we're going to have to leave all of this hardcore news behind because it is time now to focus on Wisconsin music.
That's right. Time for the Max Inc. preview, and in for rocker is Jimmy Kay. Good to see you again, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a week we've had.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
You know, one of the themes that we have on Max Inc. Radio every week is we unplug from the politics of the week. It's hard to do this week, though, you know?
Yeah.
It is.
It's been exhausting, for sure.
I enjoyed your 41 countdown.
Yeah, that was really fun. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment deal that I put together. Mm-hmm. The number one most played song in 2024 was...
I was surprised it was Spanish-speaking song.
It was from a band called Automatic Lover.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And their song, Helena. Automatic Lover is a band that been around for about a year and a half now. Relatively new.
Yeah.
They played Atwood Fest last year. Great bunch of guys. In fact... Automatic Lover is going to be coming in studio next Saturday with Joey B. Banks and his thing called Play Machine. Bunch of funk. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's next week on Max Inc. Radio.
All right. All right.
This week on Max Inc. Radio, Saturday and Sunday night, 6 to midnight. I believe we're on the overnights too. Original local music from Wisconsin. We got a great show for you guys this week. First up, as a guest this week, is Them Cooley Boys out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Now, Them Cooley Boys, they're a Wisconsin-Americana band that have been around for about 10 years now. They really have built a big following in Wisconsin and around the Midwest, especially at outdoor music festivals. Them Coolie Boys are releasing a brand new album on February 28th. It's called No Fun in the Crystallis. And here's a cut off an advanced single off that album. The song is about lead singer Soren Staff flirting with his wife. It's pretty cool. Here is Them Coolie Boys and Up Close. All right.
Coolie Boys.
Catchy tune.
Can you imagine your spouse writing a song like that about you? That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Be John is all nervous over there. Yeah. Anyway, Them Coolie Boys, they have a bunch of shows coming up to support the new album. They're going to be in Stoughton, not until May 3rd, but perhaps you want to get tickets to the Stoughton Opera House.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
To see Them Coolie Boys. You can follow them online on the socials, also themcoolieboys.com.
I think you can subscribe and buy maybe the concert by watching it at home, paying the price.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. That's right. Yeah, Stoughton Opera House does that.
Yeah, they do.
Do they stream the shows for
you? Yes. They do stream some of the shows. I don't know if all of them, right. But yeah.
And you can buy tickets.
Same price.
I love that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that works out pretty well. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure if they do that with every show, but.
You know, that's interesting. I mean, there's times I'm not able to get out to a show that I really want to go to, and to be able to tune it in on YouTube or whatever to watch it live and still pay the admission.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a business opportunity right there.
Yeah.
Hey, the next guest tomorrow is presented by Max Inc. Radio's and Civic Media's very own Terry Barr. She sits down with a blues master with her credentials to prove it. It's Wisconsin's very own Paul Flipowitz.
Oh, sure.
Now, Paul, he's from Wisconsin, but he's played the blues everywhere there is to play the blues. He's inducted into the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. He just won some new hardware, too. Paul's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in the business. He played Atwood Fest a few years ago on the Madison Heritage Stage. We shared some laughs. Great
guy. I've seen him play a number of times. He's terrific.
You know, his stage presence is so fun to watch.
Used to watch him at the Crystal Corner. He was there a lot of time, you know, back in the day. And then I saw him open for Bonnie Raitt over in South Bend.
Yeah.
He was touring with her around the Midwest. And he's just amazing.
He is.
And so he brings troubled, sad songs to people.
You just don't like the blues, right?
There are different types of blues songs, John. They're not all sad. Some of them are quite...
Well, that's why they call it the blues, man.
Right.
Okay. Jimmy, back to you.
The other thing about Paul, he's always sharp-dressed. I mean, he comes dressed to impress when he plays on stage.
He puts up with me in the show when it comes to the blues. I apologize.
Well, I picked this song out just for you, John, because I know how much you love the blues. This is from Paul's 2007 release, the title track, Chicken Wire. It's Paul Flipowitz.
All right.
Like, you almost know that song.
I got to tell you that you guys are right. Sounds incredible. Sounds great. You know, with a rock edge on the blues, I'm there.
Okay.
I'm good with it. All right.
Yeah, don't try to backtrack now. We heard what you said before. We've got it recorded.
All right.
No, you know, Paul is wonderful. And, yeah, and the time great. That I saw him with Bonnie Raitt, she brought him back out on stage
really?
At the end of her show. And she, you know, he played a couple of songs with her. He's really just top notch.
You know, I would love to have like an entire evening with Paul Flipowitz over yeah. dinner and drinks and just hear all the stories that he has. Because he's literally played everywhere in the United States. And with some of the biggest blues artists around, you know, it's pretty cool. So anyway, check out the interview with Terry Barr, Paul Flipowitz tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour.
So that's him playing the guitar
and singing. Yes. Yeah.
That's great stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great stuff. Mm-hmm.
So we go from Americana to the blues. Now we're going to do some Wisconsin rock from a Madison band called Or Does It Explode? Now, calling them a rock band is not really fair because they strive to create music that's not simply about a particular sound, but about capturing the human experience in ways that words oftentimes fail. Their new album is called Tales to Needed Outcomes, and it's being released next week here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. You can also follow Or Does It Explode on Facebook, Spotify, and Bandcamp. Their name is great, right? Or Does It Explode? And I asked them about that.
I have not heard about this name before. That's a great name. What's the story?
It. Well, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to tune in tomorrow to hear the interview with Or Does It Explode. That will be at 9:30. Their new album, Tales to Needed Outcomes, it's out next week. Here is Or Does It Explode and Story of Stuff.
It's a big sound.
It is. Mm-hmm. They're a five-piece band out of Madison, and they're great. Check them out. Or Does It Explode? And get the answer to that question tomorrow night on Max Inc. Radio.
Okay.
No song for this particular one, but I just want to remind everybody that the Madison Area Music Association, or the MAMAs, registration and nominations end next week on January 31st. Now, the MAMAs is a great charity here in Madison. They support the local music scene by putting on a Grammy-style award show every year for the Madison musicians. So, like, Song of the Year, the Artist of the Year, Drummer of the Year, Artist of the Year, whatever the case is, you can go and nominate your favorite local bands, your local songs, whatever the case is. Bands, you can also nominate your own stuff. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing about the MAMAs is all about the charity, putting musical instruments in the hands of kids. They also have the Clyde Stubblefield Scholarship Program and also MAMA Cares, which is a great organization to help local artists and musicians in the time of need with out-of-pocket medical costs or other emergency financial needs. You can get more information, make a tax-deductible donation at themamas.org.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have time for another one? Or
we do.
We got a lot of time.
All right, let's do that. Another show that's happening here in Madison with our good friends, and you know her, the Beth Keeley Band.
Oh, sure.
That's happening Saturday, February 1st at the Red Rooster here in Madison. Now, we all know Beth. She's a pillar in the Madison music scene for a number of years now. Beth is an award-winning singer-songwriter from Madison who's been performing her original Americana rock music and has released 18 albums since 2000. Can you believe that?
No.
She's a songwriting machine.
Yeah.
In addition to performing with the Beth Keeley Band, she's also a member of the trio Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets and the band Kerosene Kites. When she's not performing, Beth serves as the music director and songwriter instructor for Girls and Ladies Rock Camp here in Madison.
That's great.
Yes.
And she's also the co-founder producer of Flannel Fest and the producer and engineer of her own home studio, Studio Gusto. show. And we play a lot of songs that Beth Keeley has produced and recorded. Beth Keeley's a superstar, and she inspires others to be a superstar as well. Here is Beth Keeley Band and Why Won't You Let Me Love You? Beth Keeley at the Red Rooster February 1st. I bet we all have a story about Beth Keeley, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, but Gordy likes to talk about her all the time. And
I've seen her with gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets a number of times. In fact, the first time I saw her, it was up in Baraboo at this little wine bar, Konamichi Wine Bar, and you know, which is a small place, but the place was kind of packed. And Beth started playing this song, and she got up on one of the tables, and the table was not secure. Everybody's like, whoa, look out, what's happening here? She jumped up on this table and played the song, and amazingly was not injured. I thought the table was going to go flying.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, she really gets into it. She's just a terrific person, too.
You know, she played Atwood Fest a few years ago on the stage IMC, the Madison Heritage Stage, or now the Luther Allison Stage. It was the first year we had a porta potty in the back. And she took over the porta potty. It was like her throne backstage.
Really?
And there was a bunch of pictures. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, she's a great person. And that girls' rock camp and the women's rock camp. Empowering, you know, that's been going for more than 10 years, right?
Both of those, especially the girls' rock camp, give so much empowerment to young ladies coming up in music.
We will be back with Jimmy Kay and the Max Inc. preview in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress, where you can sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out at their locations on Madison's East Side or West Side, or go to verlo.com. And if you go in there, ask them about Maddie the Mattress and when Maddie is going to appear on the John and Gordy Show.
Gordy, what's the best way to break in a Verlo mattress?
Well, it's just to, you know, lie down on it and start sleeping.
I
offer that to anybody who buys a Verlo mattress. I'll be happy to come in and
break it in for them.
Take a nap, you know, for 20 or 30 minutes. Show them how it's done.
And your slogan is, I'm easy?
I'm easy. I'm sleeping easy on a Verlo mattress.
Right. So okay. Just 30 minutes to break it in, right?
Well, about, yeah. Okay. There's no time clock or anything.
It's a nice nap.
That's about the time limit, yeah.
All right, Jimmy.
Wow, this is really going on.
Let's move on.
Max Inc. Radio tomorrow and Sunday. Replay on Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Another show this weekend that's happening in Madison is Eddie Berth. He's playing at Beer Rock on Madison's north side. Now, Eddie Berth, he's an independent songwriter. He's been all over the country, and he has music that kind of spans a lot of genres. You know, Americana, rock, country, outlaw, indie. Eddie's music is heartful exploration of his life, basically. His growing discography includes 2 EPs, 1 album, 7 singles, all crafted with distinctive voice and instrumental prowess. Eddie Berth is releasing a brand new album that I'm personally very excited about. It's coming this spring. I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, this is one of his old songs. Now, this song was actually written to compete in another radio station's competition for best song.
Okay.
Here is Eddie's Birth song about his dog. The song is called Moral.
All right.
Here we go. To a squirrel, she's just a stalk. She's the best damn tree in Walker Coon. Now I'm ever bred in the USA. Mistaken for a beagle. At home, she's the queen of the yard. If a critter walks by, she'll sound the alarm. Run around a howling and a ruin. And she goes just like this. She goes.
I love the harmonica.
What a sweet song about a dog, right?
Yeah, about his dog he adopted from the pound, you know, mm-hmm. from Alabama.
Well,
yeah,
I
actually brought that song specifically for you guys because I hear you talk about the Dane County Humane Society quite a bit here on the show.
The dating game, yeah.
I love that. And of course, Moral was adopted by Eddie Birth from a pound. And I love the harmonica with the hound howling, you know, whatever, you know. It's pretty cool.
That is really
What's
nice.
What's his name again?
Eddie Birth. He actually was, a couple years ago, we did Make Music Madison just outside the studio here, and he was one of the performers. Okay. He's been on the show a couple times. Very talented guy. Super nice guy, too, to have a conversation with. And I'm super excited about his new album coming out.
All right.
Excellent.
Is that on his new album?
That particular song, it was a competition that he had to write that song for, one of the other local Madison stations
local
music. So it was pretty cool. Eddie Birth, check him out on the socials and grab his music. So lastly, for the show this week, I told you about this show last week, broke the news on the John and Gordy show, Max and Gridio, 92.7 WMDX presents the Happy Hour of Love with the Flavor That Kills. This is happening Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day at the Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison. Now, the doors are going to open at 4. Show starts at 5. The Flavor That Kills is headlining. And a brand new band called Mothballs are opening the show. This is like one of their very first shows.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out this band name. Mothballs.
Yeah.
I mean, I've asked bands, how do you come up with this name? Yeah. And I mean, are they sitting in a laundry room? Looking at a box of mothballs?
I know.
Don't know.
That scent of mothballs comes to mind immediately.
Anyway, pleasant. I'm excited to see what they're all about. But let's hear another song from The Flavor That Kills from their album Book of Secrets. This song is called Hip to Be Square.
Oh.
Flavor That Kills.
I like that.
Really different.
Maybe a little political there. Hypocrites.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I wonder who they was talking about. Flavor That Kills at Happy Hour Love at the Gamma Ray Bar on Valentine's Day. Come say hi. You guys going to have cocktails with me?
Sure.
Why not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, you're coming?
Big thumbs up.
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
All right. Sounds good, Jimmy. Tomorrow night, Max Inc.
Max Inc. Radio, 6 o'clock. Looking forward to the show and having your ears on the radio.
Excellent. Jimmy K, and give our best to Rocker.
Thank you.
Understand he's doing better. That's good to hear.
That's right, yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for us for today. Stephanie Miller is next. We have Jason Ilstrup coming in Monday from Downtown Madison, Inc.
I don't know. Gordy, I'm exhausted.
Are you?
It was one
Let's
of those
take the
mornings.
Weekend off.
Yeah. Bloody Mary time.
Sam, have a good weekend.
You have a good weekend, Gordy.
John, you have a good weekend.
No.
Okay, fine. All right. See ya.
All right.
I think it's a pity. City today.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.